Experts claim there is nothing tougher than a diamond. But at Diamonds Direct, we beg to differ. Have you ever met a mother? Strong, radiant, timeless. This Mother's Day, give her the gift that meets her match. With diamond jewelry starting at $200, plus Diamonds Direct's exceptional quality and unbeatable everyday price, you're sure to give her a gift that wows this generation and the next to come. Experience the thrill of jewelry shopping done right at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
The journey to a smoke-free future can be a long and winding road. But if you're ready for a change, consider taking Zyn for a spin. Zyn nicotine pouches offer a fresh way to discover your nicotine satisfaction. Anywhere, anytime. No smoke, no spit, and no lingering odor. Get in gear with the Zyn 10 Challenge and enjoy 10 smoke-free, spit-free days for just $5.95. Order online and start your new journey today. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
Looking for a new show to dive into? Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like the full season of FX's epic limited series, Shogun, FX's new international spy thriller, The Veil, starring Emmy and Golden Globe winner Elizabeth Moss. And don't miss the all-new crime series, Under the Bridge, inspired by shocking true events and starring Riley Keough and Lily Gladstone. It's all new and it's streaming now on Hulu.
Hey guys, huge news. This is important, is back on the road on Friday, April 19th. That's right, 420 Eve, my fellow stoners. I don't smoke. Adam, Blake, and myself, Anders, are hitting the Hard Rock City Hotel and Casino in Atlantic City to bring TII Nation to another live show. Tickets are available now at hardrockhotelatlanticcity.com, or you can go to the link in our bio on our @PodImportant Instagram page. You are so dumb if you don't get your tickets right now, because they will sell out hot, hot, hot. Yes, points. Come party with us in Atlantic City.
Welcome to This Is Important, a production of iHeartRadio, the show where we only talk about what's obviously most crucially integral to the fabric of our very nature. Today we talk about...
I'm actually not letting him suck on my titty. And if I did, who gives a shit?
You don't need teeth to take a Jell-O shot.
If Adam bends over, he'll show you a Nebraska taco. Buckle up.
Hey, we're back.
Oh my God. Week two is champions. Still feels good.
Still feels good.
Feels right.
God, my God, dude. Still wearing that. Still basking in that glow.
But we've been working on not letting it go to our heads, which I appreciate.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
best comedy.
Yep. Number one podcast, comedy podcast according to iHeartRadio. So
in the world.
In the world. Out of all podcasts, we are the funniest ones. So that's unreal. Right.
As voted on by you, the iHeart brass.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, who does vote on it? Yeah. How is it kind of, how is it decided?
We have no idea.
Not that it's a hard decision to make. But
I mean, I'm sure it's like the Academy Awards. There's the Academy, and there are thousands and thousands of members. They vote.
Right.
Yes.
And it's a huge voting committee.
Committee.
Adam, for what it's worth, I heard it's both a committee and a committee.
Yeah, committee.
It's an extra itty.
It's not the heat, it's the committee. Yeah.
Extra itty with that titty.
Hey, some.
Yes, points!
And our producer, Anna, says there is a voting committee.
Okay.
And she is on it. And did we get the vote from Anna? That's the question.
Okay. Oh. So,
yeah. So,
our producer is one of the voters.
Okay.
Okay.
Did she vote for us? That's the question. Anna, drop it in the chat. And she says,
circle yes or circle no.
Maybe.
There's nothing coming up. And she said yes. Okay. So, there's one vote.
Okay. Cool. That's very cool.
So, I wonder if there's like three voters. Yeah. And, you know, we got one in the bag. Uh-huh. She works with us. So, you know, I think it was kind of stacked in our favor. So lucky us.
Do you guys ever vote for like SAG or WGA?
Never. Mm, never once.
No, I never have done that.
I always get the email and I'm like, so if I click on this, how long is this going to take?
Is it all through? It's all just like you e-vote. You don't like send it in through the mail, do you?
I think it's digital.
Okay, I like that.
Donkey!
Is that to like just nominate like the president? Because I get mail for that.
No, I'm talking about for like the SAG Awards and the Screen Actors. Like
for the awards.
WGA Awards.
Oh, okay. Right.
Yeah. Screen Actors Guild, Writers Guild of America's Awards.
Mm-hmm. Tallest showrunner.
Yeah.
You know, that kind of stuff.
No, never, ever. I also just got an email saying, do you want to re-up your membership to the Academy?
Okay.
The Television Academy?
No.
And I'm like, yeah, it costs like $200. So I'm like, yeah, I guess. And I also was like, I didn't know I was in this shit.
Yeah, what the hell? You're part of the Academy?
What do you get? What are the perks?
I literally have no idea. I don't know how long I've been in it. I don't know how many times I've said that someone might have said yes on my behalf and just is paying this thing. And I don't know if there's a single perk. Like, I should at least like get like a free Hulu subscription. You know,
who cares?
Like, at least hook me up with some Netflix shit. Like,
is that your least watched app? Is that why that punchline is so funny?
No, I would say Hulu's right up there.
Okay,
Hulu. Oh no, Hulu's. That's where I watch live television. Is through Hulu.
Yeah, I watch a lot of Hulu actually.
Okay.
I would say Paramount Plus. I literally never watch it now.
Mm.
And they're garbage. They're garbage to me.
They sure are.
Yeah. What's on there?
Ooh.
Wow, I watched Good Burger.
Did we talk about Jon Stewart is back?
Oh, yeah. I'm kind of hyped on that. Jon Stewart.
It's
I think
Don
we did.
Stewart.
I think we did talk about it. Did we just talk about it in our lives outside of the podcast world?
Because all we talk about is Comedy Central.
Yeah. All we talk about is our old bosses.
We can't stop talking about it.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it's fine.
I would argue that he is just light years more watchable than anybody else doing that type of job.
He's just great at it. Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I do wish that there was some young person that just kills it that could come in and like revitalize the show. Because it's just, you're just like, yeah, okay.
Right.
But where do people watch it? Is Comedy Central still a network? Can you still?
On Paramount Plus. That's why I brought it up.
Oh, you got to watch it on Paramount Plus.
That's the only reason I go there. But Paw Patrol is on full blast in the crib.
I watch them on YouTube. I'm a kind of a YouTube guy now. I watch everything through YouTube.
Every night?
I swear. Yeah. And you can fall down some crazy holes.
You can watch all of Jon Stewart on YouTube, like through Paramount Plus's page.
You can watch like just like monologue or whatever you would call it. Like his real, like a big chunk of his, of his written stuff.
Ooh.
And that shit is always freaking fire, dude.
Let me write that down. Big chunk. Yeah. Jones.
Oh, chunk of his written stuff.
Yeah. Wow,
equals
dude.
Monologue. Yeah. Okay. Blake's really explaining stuff to us this app. Thank you,
thanks,
dude.
Man. And it just started. So I'll be explaining a lot.
The professor.
Yeah, just keep on coming up to the teacher's desk and I'll tell you what's going on, babe.
I bet you will. That's a weird thing to say.
Huh? What? I can teach.
Come up to the teacher's desk, dude.
I can teach. It's not that weird for me to teach.
Not that weird.
Anders, come on up to the teacher's desk. Okay.
Why don't you come up here? Let me help you.
Well, I might have taken a crucial misstep in promoting our show because I posted a video of and it's not a real, you know, he's not actually sucking on my titty, but I posted a video of my son.
Sure.
Yeah. Okay.
Sucking on the titty. And he's not actually sucking. He wasn't into it. He did not want to suck. And people are real riled up in the comments. I was just looking at the comments and some people are so riled. Other people are like, I love it. He's so funny. Ha ha.
Can't wait.
This is great. I'm excited for her. I know, but I'm like, it's so weird that people get so riled up about other people's kids. I'm actually not letting him suck on my titty. And if I did, who gives a shit?
It doesn't fucking matter.
It doesn't matter.
No, dude.
I can't wait for your July 4th party when you pass him around.
Yeah. But I'm like, let him get a nip, that tit.
Because if you're doing that, I'm coming.
Just shooting rockets for out of
bit.
His teeth.
For the bit.
He'll have teeth by then.
Even better.
People are very obsessed with other people's children right now. It's freaking crazy.
What do you mean by that, Blake? Will you...
I mean, in a lot of ways.
Yeah. Will you expand on that?
No, people are like bad timing, bro. People are like, bad timing. And I'm like, bad timing? What are you talking about? It's like, I just had a kid.
Do you say something else in it that's bad timing?
He's now my prop.
Right.
I just had a child. No, I, and then like reading the other comments, I guess it's because like a bunch of celebrities are being outed as pedophiles, but I'm like, I don't think that that's real. I think that's just conspiracy theory, like bullshit. What celebrities are getting outed as pedos?
I think all of them.
As far as you know, the only person fucking around with children is you.
Yeah.
And it's a bit.
For sure.
No, you know what I do? I do think it was like some like speech coach therapy, like a dialogue coach or something, somebody.
What?
Oh, yeah. The Nickelodeon thing with,
with the Drake, Josh
and Drake guy.
Yeah.
Drake.
So yeah, dude, okay. Bad timing. Yeah. Having a baby, your kid, on pretending to breastfeed.
I know, dude. Yeah. People are so weird.
I can't believe you did it, actually. If you want to do an early
I'm kind of a wild man. I'm like an edgy, kind of a wild, edgy comic. Yeah, that's I do kind of wild, nasty sort of stuff.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the other thing is I feel like people think that everybody is so up to the second informed on everything that like...
Yes.
Like, what the fuck? Like, if... How would we even know that like that Nickelodeon thing came out unless you're like constantly online, like absorbing this information?
It's well, technically like, I did. Technically, I did know, but I never thought about it twice. I just read an article and I was just like, yeah, OK. Yeah.
Yeah. It doesn't apply to your actual life and your actual child. It's very interesting.
Yeah. I'm like, I'm sure there's some creeps out there without a doubt. I wouldn't say like there's that many more in Hollywood. I mean, maybe, maybe percentage-wise.
But you're Team Drake, though. Blake, to what you're saying, Blake, like the I was reading like my shitty Google News. That's like for me, right? It's like they give me the stories I want to see. It's such fucking trash, and the headlines themselves, the like way they try and bait you. I'm like,
it makes you feel bad about yourself when you see like your algorithm at work, and you're like, oh my god, my algorithm is. Out of control, dude. Right.
We should just trade algorithms, by the way. Yeah. Can I get another article from Swim Swam? We get it. It's NCAA season.
Dude, I don't even know that that's a thing. I don't even know that that's a thing, dude.
Yeah, okay. Everyone at home is joking. He knows.
I know Swim Swam.
He knows Swim Swam. Come on, dude.
I don't even get the fun ones that I used to get.
Which were
like what? Ain't It Cool News? What are we talking about?
I think my algorithm thinks I'm literally a breastfeeding mom. I think it does. It's all breastfeeding stuff and like little kids shit.
Seems like you're really obsessed with breastfeeding, dude. It's pretty fucking weird.
I can't get enough, dude.
It's a lot.
Get over it.
It's a lot. I can't get enough. Mm-hmm. Well, it's basically our entire lives right now. There's so much milk everywhere. Mm-hmm. So, you know, having a kid, it's a wild ride. Suddenly you go from being able to do whatever you want to suddenly you still get to do whatever you want.
Yeah.
Except there's a kid that's just with you all the time.
Yeah. I was wondering, have you guys gone out to like the Cheesecake Factory together yet?
No, we haven't gone to the Cheesecake Factory.
Oh,
and we know that's on your list.
Oh, wait till your first Cheesecake Factory.
There's a little like pizza restaurant that's right down the street from our house. That's like a little stroller walk away. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, that's my angle. I'm like, I think we could make it there. We could, you know, get a pitcher of beer, watch a game,
blackout
drunk.
Yeah.
Have a few shots. Maybe a jello shot.
Put the stroller on autopilot. Send him home.
Dude, like you don't need teeth to take a jello shot.
Okay.
That's something.
Yeah. Okay.
Here's the one tip. The one tip is that if you do bring the kid to the restaurant and like put them under the table, you're good to go.
Yeah.
Until you like drop a fork off the table, like under to where they are, and they just catch a fork to the face.
No, you put the kid on top of the table. It's the centerpiece. Come on now.
Well, I think you just leave them in the stroller, right? And then you hold them.
Yeah.
You got to have like the car seat.
But like to like make them sleepy, like you just put them under the table in the shade.
Oh,
and like less noise down there.
Oh, that makes them very sleepy.
Well, it's an indoor pizza restaurant. It's not an outdoor. Yeah, I don't think there's a lot of sun.
No, shaded from the light, from the lights above.
Oh, from all the bar. It's a real sexy pizza restaurant. Mm-hmm.
Everything the light touches.
It's red. It's Cha Cha Lounge.
What's that conspiracy theory place?
Pizzagate
place. Yeah. It's that pizza restaurant.
That's where you're going. Cool. Of course, that's where you're going. Yeah. You fuck.
You fucking creep.
Cha
Check her emails. Freaking, I'm with
check
her.
Check your emails. Well, I'm bummed that people said all those mean things about you, but God, people are bored.
Yeah, it's okay. I'm like, when we did it, Chloe's like, oh, people are going to come after you for this. And I'm like, I think those people are dorks, and I don't want them following me or liking my shit anyway, because they won't.
Hey, now we're talking.
There you go.
And then now that it's happening, I'm like, yeah, I should have probably not done it.
Oops.
Yeah. I'm a bad boy.
Man, I just saw the visual, and the visual of it was making me laugh, but I did not listen to what you said. So
I mean, it's fine. I'm just saying that he can't get milk out of my teeth. I'm playing dumb as if I don't know that you men can't produce milk.
Right.
So that's the bit.
Well, have you tried?
Yeah.
Have you honestly tried?
I'm expressing. And my
yourself.
I'm pretty fat now. Dude, coming back from Austin, I was the fattest I've ever been.
Again.
Diet started Wednesday.
I do love the like repeatedly saying, I mean, I am the fattest I've ever been. It just keeps getting bigger.
Well, because it keeps going up, dude.
Yeah.
Your boobs are huge.
I got up to 207.8, dude. Come on.
I mean, I will say, okay, so we were in Austin.
I'm not Kyle.
We were in Austin a few weeks ago. We usually been like seek and destroying like barbecue while we were there, but went back to trying Texas tacos. Mm-hmm. They're still the freaking best. Texas tacos are so damn good.
So as a native Californian, this is what you're doing?
Yeah, you're saying, I would say I enjoy California tacos more.
It's a different version. That's just straight up like Mexican tacos. But
and if Adam bends over, he'll show you a Nebraska taco.
Give it to me, baby. You want a bite of the Nebraska taco?
It's just a super hairy ass crack.
Yes, points.
Hey, Anders, thanks. Thank you. I'd like to give you my thanks.
No, but a Texas taco is much different than a California taco, and it is freaking bomb. Like,
will you describe it for the people of the Midwest who've never ventured out of their area?
Well, I kind of feel like they were the curators of the breakfast taco. They kind of put that on the map, which is off the chain.
For sure. Yeah,
did they? Maybe.
100%.
I would believe it.
They stamped it.
Well, I mean, I feel like Texas, everything's bigger, so it's just like the meat is chunkier, the tacos are bigger, and I enjoy that as a obese man.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. As a wide mouth man.
Man who technically right now is obese, I enjoyed it. You saw me house.
Not even technically.
Yeah, technically.
Culturally.
Yeah, literally.
Actually.
Even like the big taco shop out there, it used to be like a trailer, was like Torchy's Taco. Mm-hmm. And then it kind of like expanded, and then I was like, oh, maybe like Torchy's like lost its edge because it became like a chain or whatever.
Because it became successful. Yeah.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah. But then I pulled up this weekend or a couple weekends ago. It was so good, dude.
Yeah.
It's badass. And they,
you went to Torchy's?
Yeah.
Really? Well, I didn't go to Torchy's.
I had the late flight. Remember you flew out early. Right. I had day where I was just kind of walking around South Congress. It was delightful.
Ooh, that's kind of fun.
You would have been 208, Adam. It's all good.
The tacos are way bigger,
I
too.
Ballooned. I would have gotten past 210. That's
Yeah. No.
By the way, I'm 201 right now. So the weight is dropping off, man.
Get
it really is. You know what the best diet that I found?
What's that?
Starvation.
Starving. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, starvation. Yeah.
That's the Hollywood.
Because that's what I'm doing. I'm so hungry.
Are you?
I'm so fucking hungry, dude.
I'm so hungry, dude.
It sucks.
What do you do to subside the... How do you not eat?
How do you not eat? I chug water. I'm chugging water like a fucking lunatic.
I'm so fucking hungry.
Oh, yesterday I ate an oatmeal, a 200 calorie oatmeal, a mush.
Oh, good. Oatmeal.
They're delicious. Okay. Some blueberries.
Overnight oats or like are you microwaving this shit?
No, they're overnight oats. And then I ate that and then some blueberries and then a salad with some chicken breasts on it. And low-cal dressing, and then a shake for dinner, and that's all I ate.
And a milkshake for dinner.
And then a milkshake for dinner. A protein shake.
It doesn't sound like you ate anything. It sounds like you drank and slurped a bunch of shit. Yeah, Did you ever have to chew any of your food? What the fuck?
The salad. I chewed that. Yeah. I was chewing that.
You have to chew salad? Oh, my God.
Yeah,
I've never chewed salad.
Oh my
Blake, God. I don't like your tone. I don't like you attacking
our new fattest member of the podcast.
I can't stop eating.
Dude, oh my God, that sucks, dude. Yeah,
you're our guy.
Yeah. I'm the new fattest member of the podcast because Kyle's gone.
Yeah.
And Durs is real lean right now. He's got
You know what's weird? I'm heavy, but I'm actually in a decent shape. The shape of my body.
You're in a good place, finally.
Is coming together.
Okay.
Well, because I haven't been able to work out for a few months because of my fucking elbow, right?
Yeah.
So
what
like
the hell? Now it's elbow. An elbow problem?
I'm sorry. Hang on, Adam. Let me talk to Blake for a second. So you know about the back, right? Because that's all I know about.
I know about the back, the hips, the
Nebraska taco.
The hemorrhoids.
What happened with the elbow?
Yeah. Well, the back and the hip, I could work out at least upper body, and I could do just some different shit. The elbow, I got tendonitis in it, and it's fucking kills me so much. I just got a shot in it the other yesterday.
What? I'm living in a nightmare.
I had that. I know how to cure it. I can cure it for you, pal.
Please. Mm-hmm. I gotten shots in every part of my fucking body. That elbow shot.
You got back shots?
I got tons of back shots, dude. My boy, Dr. Villaswamy, was pounding me out, man.
Gave you back shots?
Yeah, he's pounding me out with the needle.
Oh, shit. That's crazy.
Those long and lean.
Okay.
Okay, my boy's getting back shots. Dude.
That's what I call a shot, the long and leans.
Uh-huh.
Dang, all right. So you got back shot so hard that now it's in your elbow?
It's in my elbow. The pain shot up in my elbow,
you got the
dude.
Stanky arm.
Damn.
Hey, guys. I've been trying to save money for a while, but it seemed like my bank account was stuck. Thankfully, I heard about Rocket Money and gave it a try. It turns out I had a bunch of subscriptions I was paying for that I had forgotten about. Rocket Money helped me cancel some of them, and now I'm finally starting to see my account balance going up. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills so that you can grow your savings. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has saved a total of 500 million in canceled subscriptions, saving members up to $740 a year when using all of the app's features. Holy smokes! Thanks to Rocket Money, I have full control over my subscriptions and a clear view of my expenses. I love how the dashboard shows me this month's spending compared to last month's, so I can clearly see my spending habits. Plus, they help me create a custom budget and keep my spending on track. Stop wasting money on things you don't use, you frickin' bonehead! Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/important. That's rocketmoney.com/important. rocketmoney.com/important.
Hey, TII Nation, we know your sex life is important, but that your schedule is also very busy. You don't have time to go to a doctor's office to get treated for your erectile dysfunction. But now, through Hims, you can get treated for ED without stepping foot outside your door.
Hims is changing men's healthcare by providing access to affordable sexual health treatments from the comfort of your couch. Hims provides access to doctor-trusted ED treatment options such as chewable hard mints, brand name treatments like Viagra, or generic alternatives for up to 95% cheaper.
The process is simple and 100% online. No uncomfortable doctor visits. Answer a series of questions on their site, and a medical provider will determine the right treatment option. If prescribed, your medication ships to you for free. No insurance needed. If ED's getting you down, it's time you join the hundreds of thousands of trusted Hims subscribers and get treated.
Start your free online visit today at hims.com/this is. That's hims.com/this is for your personalized ED treatment options. hims.com/this is. Hard mints are chewable compounded products which are not approved by or verified for safety or effectiveness by the FDA. Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan.
Looking for a new show to dive into? Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time. Don't miss the full season of FX's epic limited series, Shogun. I watch it. I love it, dude. It's set in feudal Japan. Shogun tells the story of one warrior in the fight of his life as a mysterious European ship arrives in Japan. Catch FX's new international spy thriller, The Veil, starring Emmy and Golden Globe winner Elizabeth Moss.
Dude, The Veil is a globe-trotting game of truth and lies between two women with thousands of lives hanging in the balance.
Whoa. Wow, well said.
And crime fans, do not miss the all-new series Under the Bridge, inspired by shocking true events. Yeah, stars Riley Keough and Lily Gladstone. Under the Bridge tells the haunting story of a murder that lays bare a small community's darkest secrets. So come check out what's new on Hulu this month, huh? It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu, huh?
Dude, freaking do it, dude.
Okay, so you have tendonitis in your elbow, but you got you got shots all over your body, including your back.
Yeah.
What kind of shots?
I've gotten all the shots. What do you mean? I've gotten back shots, hip shots.
I'm saying, what's inside the shot?
Slap shot.
The PRP in the elbow.
What?
And what is PRP?
That's where they take your blood, they spin it around, they take all the white blood cells out, and then they inject just the white blood cells into the injured part
what
of your body.
What the hell? That's racist.
You really think they're doing all that? They're like, yeah, we took it back in the other room and we spun it. We're going to just...
yeah, here's $2,000.
This dude's getting Aquafina put in his arm.
He's just like... The doctor's just in the other room, like,
shaking that shit.
Just make sure it gets frothy. We don't have a centrifugal machine. Fuck that.
Centrifugal.
They spin it and then they put it back in.
Yeah. Have you never had it done? I've had it done so many times this past year. I've had it done like a dozen times.
Wait, what do you mean? Is that a normal thing to get your...
No.
I think if you're injured, it is. I think it's pretty normal.
Yeah.
Yeah. And the elbow shot.
I don't get back shots.
I've got a lot of back shots. We talked about me getting the fucking spinal tap. That was so gnarly. Right. Whoa.
Did we, or was that outside the pod?
Yeah, we talked about the bone juice was clear and how we don't like bone marrow, but we do.
Yeah. Okay. Out of the spinal, the fluid in the spinal tap is clear. It's like water. It's fucking bizarre. Anyways, so those are my ailments, but I couldn't work out. I saw my body. I saw my body because I was in good shape. I was like really probably the strongest I've ever been. I was like really good shape, big arms, big shoulders.
Yeah. Weren't you putting up like over 300 pounds on the bench and shit?
Yeah. I was fucking real strong and
strong as hell.
And then I've seen my body melt like a candle. Mm-hmm. I saw
You're like a monster.
The things sag. Like now I can do this, like have a meaty hearty.
Oh yeah. He's grabbing his titty.
Hey, welcome to the party.
That's cool, dude.
I got a meaty hearty. It's hanging over the
this is 40.
The underwear, it flaps over.
Dude, I can't handle that. Yeah.
The underwear flap will just give up. And just like I'm gonna lay this way now.
You broke the bridge.
What's going on, underwear companies? I don't think that's our fault.
Oh,
I don't think that's our fault, Adam.
Oh, you think they're making weaker elastic?
They have to be.
They've outsourced the elastic and it's going to China.
China.
It's going to China.
Here's the deal. Adam, we're big guys, but we're not huge guys. So I'm like,
not huge guys.
What's happening
I'm
with the
elastic?
If you're 270, like a truly obese baby eating type person would be.
Yeah.
Kyle. So what is your underwear doing in that case? If you're 350,
I'm like, what size? Because I've got big thighs and I got a big juicy ass and a medium sized dick.
Freaking see ya.
And there's a lot to pack in there. So I go large.
I go medium.
Right?
Large underwear.
I wear medium. Large underwear. I go large underwear just because I'm thick through there. I'm real thick.
Right. Right.
I'm built like Blake said it before. I'm built like a thumb. I'm like kind of all the same size all the way down.
Yeah. I'm on record.
Yeah. I'm built like that's my whole body. It's just like one.
I'm built like a thumb.
Yeah, just my whole body is just that.
Yeah.
Like a lot of bodies, your skinny legs and then you V out a nice taper.
Yeah, you're one.
I'm one size.
Yeah,
the,
one
the whole way down.
Mm-hmm. One direction.
I'm wondering. I'll show you my Harry Styles.
Okay, wait, hold on. Hold on a minute. I was asleep at the window. But Zane, also,
So, but I go large, and it's
yeah,
still
buying
flops
large
over.
Underwear. But that's the coolest size to buy in underwear. It's not cool to buy small underwear like your boy here.
Well, I don't know. I'm not. It's not a cool thing. It's like a fit thing.
You buy small, Blaze?
I tend to go small.
Because I go medium. I refuse to go large.
Blake, you go small underwear? How tiny are you? What is that waist doing, bro?
Do they end up being like clear? Like, is the fabric see-through? Can you see your fucking Concord taco? Like,
and also, by the way, it's not about cool or not cool. It's about the size that fits you. Now I'm interested in the size that fits you is small.
It's about cool. You know,
because I've been your size before. I've been 165 pounds before.
High school was dope for everyone.
Yeah, high school was dope. No, Mike and David wedding dates. I was 165 in that.
Damn,
movie.
That's crazy. I got to rewatch that one.
Yeah, I was fucking looking real good, dude.
Jesus. Dick was looking real big.
I was 165 and I didn't wear smalls.
Yeah.
I wore mediums. And those, I had to throw those all away. Yeah. I didn't even keep them. I'm like, these are going in the trash. I'll never get back to this.
I mean, okay, for sure my undies are medium, but like if I buy sweatpants, I'm going small.
That's not what you just said.
I know.
What is Blake?
But now that you guys have made fun of me, I now buy medium. Look, I'm going online. I'm buying new underwear. Oh. I'm going to start buying medium underwear.
It's fine.
Because you're right. Maybe the small is too small.
Well, wait. You said that you do buy medium. You said, so you lied to us to be cool or something. I don't know.
Do you want to see it? Do you want to see my underwear?
Yeah. You keep talking about it.
Yeah. You keep talking about it. We'd love to see it. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What are you showing us?
What are you showing? You got to show us the... No. Well, what are the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles on your underwear? What are you wearing, dog? What are you wearing,
yeah,
dog?
What is it, palm trees?
It's Stance underwear from over 7 years ago.
10 years ago. Yeah. My God, I remember when they gave us the Stance underwear.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ. What are you doing now?
See, that's what I'm saying. When you stretch it, it's see-through.
I know. You can see my butt crack.
So, but you don't wear small.
Okay. I don't think I wear small. I think I wear medium.
All right. Okay.
Yeah. But I wear small sweatpants.
That's really good to know.
I wear small sweatpants.
It's good to know. And what's cool is like I'm finding myself growing out and I'm like, I'm not going to buy extra large underwear. I'm too short.
You refuse.
I refuse.
That's okay.
I won't wear underwear. I will throw all my underwear away and just freeball the rest of my life.
Right.
If my obesity takes hold.
Do you guys buy things? Do you guys buy aspirational sized clothing?
Oh, okay.
Or am I the only gay guy?
You might be.
Okay.
Yeah.
Girl. Okay. This one's for my girls.
Durs has this little tube top in the bathroom that he's like, I'm gonna get there.
I'm gonna slide into this one.
I hang it up right there. It's got all dust on it.
A hang and a prayer.
No, but I feel like I've been somewhere where I've been like, I try on the, for me, it's usually like an XL or an L, and I'll be like, XL is just, it's too fucking big, but I can't really fit in that L right now. Mm. I'll get there. And some of those shirts.
Still hanging there.
Still hanging there. Still got the tags.
Yeah. Mine are pants because my pant game
is crazy.
Pants just do not fit me. I'm not built for pants. You know what I'm really excited about is now the style is like straight legged and like big ass jeans.
Yeah. It's getting loose again.
I mean, is it straight leg or is it blousy?
Yeah, blousy. Ooh. But then if I wear that, people are going to go, oh, he is obese. Like he's hiding a lot of thighs in there.
Yeah.
Like his thighs are really filling that thing out.
Right.
Dude, they know you're in movies butt naked, dude. Don't worry. They know what you are shaped like.
They know what's happening.
Yeah, those were better days. Those were better days.
Dude, you're fine. But I'm just saying, Durson, if you're aspiring to the large, why not aspire to fit into the extra large? Why not go that way?
I don't want to be any bigger. I don't want to get any bigger. That's why, like, when I lift, I can't go heavy weights.
Mm. There you go. Mm. Get it, brother.
I just do this, and then it's...
Sexy? Hot?
It's too big.
Cool. Yeah.
It's too big for what I want.
Tell that to Arnold Schwarzenegger in his career.
And John Cena at the Oscars.
Tell that to Christopher Hemsworth.
Yeah.
You know what I got? I was doing creatine when we were on tour.
Okay.
And, like, just...
Wake up!
That's why you were so angry with everyone?
Holding the like extra water weight, I'm like, I don't want to do that anymore.
Really?
Does creatine do that? I didn't know that.
Yeah, you like retain water in your muscles.
Oh.
What the hell? Why were you doing creatine on tour?
Just to get jacked up.
Because I knew I wasn't going to be working out as much. And I wanted like to really kind of go after it and recover. And
okay.
I feel like we really were able to get it on tour. I feel like there's nice hotel gyms. I feel like we were... You know,
this is true, but then we sat on airplanes a lot.
Yeah,
a lot.
Yeah, that's true. A lot of sitting.
Mm-hmm. A lot of airplanes.
And I don't know. I think I drank a little bit.
Yeah,
we might have drank a little bit.
I think I had a few 3 a.m. Milkshakes.
Oops, winning.
Just poured it on a pizza and folded it in half.
Mm. I can't stop eating.
Have you ever seen anybody do push-ups in like the aisle of an airplane? Is that frowned against and upon?
Yeah.
I've never seen that.
I haven't seen that. I have seen people like do walking lunges up and down the aisles.
Really?
Yeah.
Was it fucking Jillian Michaels? Who is this?
Oh, yeah. I've seen that. I've seen that more than one time. I've seen that more than one time.
I'm like, why not bring like a little weight set onto the airplane and do some shit in the aisle.
how long do we have? Common courtesy.
I was intoxicated.
A full on CrossFit workout in the aisles.
Why not have a gym on the airplane?
Sir, please take.
I
a
don't
seat.
Understand.
I don't disagree. They should have like a plane you could pay extra for to like if you're gonna. Yeah. It's a 2-hour flight. Great. You can spin.
And it's all bands and shit and spin bikes. Yeah. And you can,
There's one rower. Can I get a rower?
It's all strapped in. You can put the seatbelt on and do like the recumbent. It'd be fire.
Well, it's like, remember when we did Shark Week and it was the best, dude. They put us on this like big ass private yacht. It was the fucking best because it was during COVID and they're like, you can't stay at hotels. It's too dangerous. We have to put you on this yacht. We're so sorry.
No,
and we're like, oh, no, man. What?
Not in the middle of the Bahamas. No.
Oh, this sucks. Yeah. Private yacht.
You're going to have three gourmet meals every day.
Oh, my God. And snacks and fresh fruit being flown
There's
around.
There's unlimited beer.
All the drinks you can handle.
Local beers.
They had a gym and I tried to work out in it once and I was like, I'm going to fucking kill myself just because it's a little, we weren't in like rocky waters, but you're still in a boat or on a boat. So you're just sort of, you know, and you're lifting, you're like trying to do bench press and suddenly you're like, ah, fuck, I'm going to.
Hey, that's part of the training. That's part of the core stability.
And that's what I don't have. I can't stop eating.
One of my like dumb Instagram of myself type memories I have, like where I just took a mental picture, was I was doing this jump rope push-up routine on the bow of that yacht overlooking the Caribbean. And I was like, this is it. You've peaked here. And that's a wrap.
I remember you doing that. I remember being, Durs is being like really hot right now. I remember thinking that.
Yeah.
I can't stop eating.
You were right about the little gym. It was like cool that they had a gym, but it was very small. Mm-hmm. And I was like, I guess I'll go out here and just, I was like,
I thought you were like hoping the camera crew would kind of like, catch that moment. Like you were kind of,
the camera crew.
No, you said like, camera
guys,
crew. You said
I'm just
camera
gonna go
crew.
Out, I'm going to go out back and like, just kind of jump rope and do some free weights. Don't film this.
I have my mic on. I have my mic on.
Yeah. I'm just going to keep my mic on.
I didn't bother turning it off.
I do like, I sense Blake coming for me and he stumbles his words and I just seize on that. Oh, yeah. Kamaku? Yeah, for sure. Dude.
If the Kamaku is anywhere near me.
You are so dumb.
The Kamaku. The Kamaku.
I can't stop eating.
Oh, man. Do you think they're going to invite us back to Shark Week or you think we're done there?
Yeah.
Dude,
yeah.
I don't know. I think we might be done because, I mean, I've done it a few times, but then they pivoted and now they're going with the Jackass guys and they did it like two or 3 years in a row now. And one guy got like attacked by a shark.
You gotta get bit.
Remember they kept telling us, they're like, in our 25-year history or however long, no one's ever been bit by a shark. So you guys are safe. Don't worry about it. Because we're free diving. right. or we're in scuba tanks, but we're diving.
I got attacked, but
with
yeah.
sharks. There's no cage. We're just with sharks. They're everywhere.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Durst got, yes, he got nibbled by the tiniest shark,
but ferocious. Yeah. Ferocious.
Yeah, but he did sort of.
And then we definitely thought mama shark.
Yeah.
God,
yeah.
What a shit show that moment was.
Oh, man.
But dude, also, they're not doing it that way anymore anyway. So I'm not even sure I would love to go back and forth from the hotel to a smaller boat where I'm for sure going to barf.
Right.
The big yeah. yacht we were on that had like the stabilizer joints.
It was perfect. Oh, yeah. We lucked out.
That was money.
Unreal.
That was money.
Another great thing about that engineered disease COVID. Thank you so yeah, much.
Thank you so much. Thank you. Whoever engineered it. Thank you.
Yeah, I love that.
Praise be.
Yeah, it was in that moment that we thought the mama shark was going to come attack. That I saw Durz's physical prowess, his athleticism firsthand, and it was astonishing.
Astonishing.
He was behind it. You can't swim on top of the water, right? Because if you splash, that's why sharks attack. Because they're like, what is that thing floundering? I'm gonna take a nib. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And so you're trying to swim under the water. Mm. Durz was like a fucking dolphin, dude. Mm-hmm. And we were just with, we weren't scuba diving. We were just
snorkeling
at this time. Durz swam
on the surface at that point. Yeah.
Yeah. yeah. He swam underneath me and I just saw him like dolphin kick, like, and then jumped up onto the deck, the platform. Like without the ladder, he got up there so fucking fast.
I was like,
it was wild, dude.
Tank. I was like,
and then a little bit, I was like, he is leaving me to die. But
I did say, go.
Okay, you got this. He said, you got this.
Yeah, underwater, you're like,
you got this.
I know you're not gonna die.
Because the whole week, as you're saying, they're like, you guys will be fine. I'm like, there's no way. And then whenever they talked about tiger sharks, they were like.
Yeah.
It was a whole different conversation where they're like, so there's a tiger shark. Do not turn your back on it.
We see a tiger.
Like,
yeah.
We see a tiger.
They do eat people. And so when I was fully attacked by at least a 1.5 foot baby tiger shark.
Yeah.
But you know aggressive. Where
the, you know,
super aggressive.
But the baby, guess what? You know who's near the baby?
The mama.
Mama.
Yeah.
And so we come to the surface.
I don't know if that's how sharks work, but
no,
they
told this story. Yeah, for sure. It's how every animal
works. I think they do.
Look, Blake's like, no, that's not true.
My mom never fought for me.
No, some moms do not hang around their kids. Oh,
Blake,
sorry to
take that back. I was partying with your mom on your 40th birthday just a few weeks
back.
That's
true.
Okay?
My mom was ripping.
She told me that night she'd kill for you, actually.
Yeah, she kept saying
that. She did
that night. She actually kept saying that.
Allegedly.
Yeah.
Allegedly.
But the whole thing was that we come to the surface after like kicking that little thing away, little guy away, and everyone on the
little shark?
The stern of the boat
baby shark.
Is like, you guys, we got to go. You got to get out of the water. All of us, I think, shared the same thought where it's like, oh, mama shark.
Yeah, we sharted.
And
we bolted. With the intensity in their voices, it was so intense. We were like,
it was so insane.
Yeah, it really was.
Yeah, and then we all get to the back of the boat and they just go, We need to break for lunch.
It's lunch.
We're about to go on a meal penalty.
Yeah.
And this yacht costs a lot of money. Yeah. We can't go brother.
No. You gotta go eat lunch right now.
Get out of that
wetsuit.
So
essentially, when you're filming, for people that don't know, when you're filming, if you don't cut for lunch because it's like a union show.
You bought it.
Then everyone gets like time and a half or whatever the penalty
cool,
is. And so the production.
You have to pay for the next 15 minutes.
Yeah.
Even if you go over by 2 seconds.
Yeah. So the production company never wants to do that because it costs them a ton of money. So then it's always this biggest deal to be like, okay, we got to get it. We got to get this.
Yeah.
But we didn't know. They're just like, okay, out of the water. Out of the water. Come on. Come on. And we're swimming like fucking lunatics. I've never swam faster in my life.
Yeah.
I wonder how many of the takes that are used in Hollywood are right before a meal penalty. Like when I bet they just really slay it.
Yeah, I wonder.
Everyone just dials in. They're like, we have to nail
Oppenheimer. Every shot is right before lunch.
Hey, Cillian, we're gonna do the big monologue right before lunch, mate.
Cillian,
just in case.
You got 15 minutes.
Or he's calling a lot of little meals. He's like, we're not doing a full lunch break. We're gonna do a lot of. It's a snack. Mm-hmm. It's a snack type movie.
Hot
and he's always screaming meal penalties.
No. Oh, wait, and Durz, it's not Cillian. Isn't it Killian?
You're killing me. It's silly, mate. Well,
I've been saying Killian.
Killian. Okay, because that Killian. Was the whole joke Jimmy okay. Kimmel said, where he's right. like, when he does comedy.
No, don't be a dick about
I'm
it.
I'm just saying, it's Killian.
He got it wrong.
It's not Cillian, all right?
We were genuinely angry about that, though. When we got up there, we were like, so don't do that. We've never been around sharks. You get to share it, scaring the shit out of us.
I was very scared. Yeah, I was a little scared in that point. Say it.
Looking for a new show to dive into? Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time. Don't miss the full season of FX's epic limited series, Shogun. I watch it. I love it, dude. It's set in feudal Japan. Shogun tells the story of one warrior in the fight of his life as a mysterious European ship arrives in Japan. Catch FX's new international spy thriller, The Veil, starring Emmy and Golden Globe winner Elizabeth Moss.
Dude, The Veil is a globe-trotting game of truth and lies between two women with thousands of lives hanging in the balance.
Whoa. Wow, well said.
And crime fans, do not miss the all-new series Under the Bridge, inspired by shocking true events. Yeah, stars Riley Keough and Lily Gladstone. Under the Bridge tells the haunting story of a murder that lays bare a small community's darkest secrets. So come check out what's new on Hulu this month, huh? It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu, huh?
Dude, freaking do it, dude.
ZOA Energy is a better-for-you energy drink, powered by great taste, electrolytes, B and C vitamins, zero sugar, and caffeine from green tea and green coffee.
You may have seen their new campaign recently. It's packing lots of BDE.
Whoa, Adam.
That's Big Dwayne Energy, you dirtballs. Get your minds out of the gutter.
Okay.
And features someone we may all know, Dwayne the freaking Rock Johnson, one of its co-founders, Sha.
Champ, are you kidding me? When you drink ZOA energy drinks, it gives you Big Dwayne energy, the swag, confidence, and energy to help you conquer your day. With flavors like Tropical Punch, Frosted Grape, and a new flavor exclusive to 7-Eleven.
What is it?
Beer, 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 beer,
beer. What is it?
Mango Splash.
Wow.
Oh my gosh. At this point, it is so hard to pick a favorite, but that Frosted Grape, baby. I love that purple magic in a can. Mm.
Wow, dude. Hey, I was just going to ask, where can you get this stuff? But I know you can get it available on Amazon and at a store near you, like 7-Eleven, Costco, and more. For more info, go to ZOAEnergy.com. That's ZOAEnergy.com. Hey, listeners, this is Important Podcast here, and we've got a serious nugget for you.
Yeah, we do. If you're into CBD and wellness, check out Lazarus Naturals. They're like the guardians of CBD, overseeing the entire process from the farm in Oregon to the product that arrives at your front door.
Yeah, man, but I'm like wondering what makes them stand out. Well, I'm going to tell you, because I found out, clean ingredients and scannable labels. No more mysteries, just transparency. Speaking scannable labels, you see the extract hemp batch your product came from? As safe and dependable as grandma's meatloaf recipe. And they have all sorts of products, including gummies, balm sticks, skin repair cream, capsules, and more.
You know, my personal favorite is the sleep tincture. One of my favorite words to say, tincture. It really helps you relax at night so you can have a restful night of sleep. Really helps me relax. That's right. Lazarus Naturals, where quality meets simplicity. It's a game changer in the world of CBD.
So for a straightforward and transparent CBD experience, give Lazarus Naturals a go. Your wellness journey just got a reliable partner.
Visit their website at LazarusNaturals.com today and use promo code THISIS for an exclusive discount. That's LazarusNaturals.com code THISIS. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.
Do you think that the reason Killian won the Oscar was because we were on that flight with him to New York?
There's no doubt in my mind.
Yeah. I wasn't on a flight with him. You guys were on a flight?
Oh, really? Yeah. Oh, when we were going to New York for the This Is Important live tour, we were on a flight with Killian and Omar Epps. So,
damn.
Dude, it was studded.
Dude, that's a studded flight.
It was. Yeah.
And shout out to Killian's friend who was it with the feet just up on the wall.
Yeah, she was just like, yeah, she had her feet on the ceiling.
I was like, somebody's doing some wall lunges up here.
Well, that's why they need to have a gym in the back.
I do that too a little bit though, because I hate the bulkhead. I hate the bulkhead.
What is that?
Yeah.
What's the that's the first seat?
Very first seat. They call that the bulkhead.
You know what I hate? Paying for things. I'm not stealing stuff.
Toasty.
There's rules, Adam.
Because you can't stretch out your legs. And my legs, they like, well, you know, I got some bad legs. I got some real doo-doo legs. If I can't stretch them out, they'll cramp up and it's a whole fucking thing.
Doo-doo.
So, yeah, I will. I don't like that about myself, but I'll put my feet up there. I will.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Now, I just did it.
Shoes on or off?
The shoes are on. The shoes are on.
Socks on or off? This was a shoes off situation.
This is a shoes and socks off?
Yeah.
Oh, well, that's a no-no.
Yeah, yeah.
That's a no-no.
You got to kind of keep your shoes on the plane, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, yeah, but I have been known to take them off and just go socks. If I'm just
shoes off, I think is okay. Socks off is next level.
No socks off. Mm-hmm. The socks have to stay on.
No socks off.
Sarah. No socks. I've seen Isaac go take, and he's just wearing flip-flops like a fucking lunatic.
Well, mm-hmm. He doesn't even wear underwear. That dude is fucking weird as fuck.
That is foul. Isaac sucks, dude.
Blake, you prefer wearing shorts on an airplane, right?
I do. I like to wear like a loose-fitting pair of Umbros and then longer socks.
And why?
I get hot. I run hot. And
you go ahead. I'm going to go get a snack. You go ahead for 5 minutes. Go ahead.
I just find that planes get a little hot and
feel like they get cold.
Really?
Interesting. And I run hot.
Yeah. I always go, I layer up. I'm wearing a hoodie and then I can take the hoodie off where it is a little blanky.
Right.
Yeah, exactly. The hoodie is a little blanky.
I like to have something where I can completely cover my head because I don't want people I don't want people taking pictures or videos of me sleeping. I don't like that.
They can still do that. It just won't see your face.
Yeah, but no one has ever done that. Except for I do. I've done it like a dozen times. Every flight I've taken with you, I take photos and videos of you sleeping.
Yes, and that is why.
You think someone can't take a picture of you and just be like, look how dumb Blake Anderson looks with this hoodie up.
Yeah, but how famous do you think you are that everyone's just trying to get some Blake Anderson footy? The 78-year-old woman sitting next to you from Eugene, Oregon's like, I gotta get the footy.
No, it's not even about they're doing it because I'm a famous person. It's because when I sleep, I look so ugly that they're like, I gotta get a footy.
I don't know what's happening now. Blake, stop it.
No, Blake, I think you're a little bit of a hot sleeper.
Adam's right. You've been skewered.
No, when I sleep, it's like, I just don't want...
No.
I don't want...
No, bitch.
I don't want video of me with my mouth open and my eyes closed.
Oh, so now you think people want to take videos.
Okay.
Video, picture. I want no media.
This guy's an egomaniac,
I want no media of me like this.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. You put the me in media. That's for sure.
Okay. Absolutely. I'll give you points.
No. Thank you.
Yes, points.
So you get hot on a plane. It does start out hot on a plane, but it does freezing.
It's really hot. Well, and that's when
especially when the door flies off the airplane.
And they tend to do that.
And rips your shirt off.
Well, and you do this when we're going to New York in December. And you're wearing Umbros. Mm. You're wearing soccer shorts.
Yeah.
Thin soccer shirts.
Yeah, bro. Yeah, bro. Yeah, bro.
You know what he's thinking? He's thinking, notice me, senpai.
Notice me, senpai. Notice me.
You're from California, so you don't.
Right.
I mean, Isaac will do this too. And Kyle. You guys will just not plan for the weather even a little bit because you assume it's going to be 70 degrees.
Yeah, because they never left California. They don't know there's other climates.
But also, you know what? It's never as cold as you guys claim it is. You're like, oh, you better be careful. It's cold out here. It's minus whatever.
Didn't those three guys freeze to death outside Kansas City when we were
Did they? I don't know. Fake news to me. Show me where that is.
Did they freeze to death?
Yeah, it was like a party the day of that super cold Chiefs game.
Oh, yes. No, they
R.I.P.
They got like frostbite. Like 13 people had to like cut off like limbs in Buffalo.
Jesus.
Right, but like three dudes died mysteriously in some guy's backyard too.
Well, that might not be.
Oh, that's right. They like said they were leaving and then they found them just in the backyard.
Wait, what?
Yeah.
I don't know what happened.
I don't know.
That seems like fugazi.
Well, that's the whole thing. I think it was kind of like, what happened here? And a lot of like, I don't know.
Well, maybe they were like so drunk, they were like, let's nap in this backyard.
Honestly, I'm like, that could have been us.
Yeah.
All three of
we'll
us.
We'll see you later.
We make it five steps.
I'm actually so surprised that we haven't
died
somewhere.
Workaholics. Yeah.
Allegedly. Yeah, I
mean, it happens to the best of us. If anything, those dudes fucking throw down. Like, if you're going to go.
Those guys are, they're party animals for sure.
There's zero possible way that I will ever allow myself to freeze to death. Okay? I'm going to find a way to get warm. Trust me. All right?
I love that guy in the friend group.
But, dude, I thought, okay, sure. But
no, there's going to be some way I'm
a fine. I thought you run hot and you're fine with the cold. You wear Umbros.
That's what I'm saying. You're never going to catch me freezing because I run hot. And if I start to get cold, I'm going to find a way to warm up.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. You're going to find a way. Just how you say it, we got to believe it. Yeah. You put a little extra sauce on the fine.
Whether I'm hugging my bros or what, I will find a way to warm
up. Right. Like the skin to skin. Right.
Whether I'm climbing inside of my bros. Yeah.
It's actually way warmer if we all take our clothes off and hug with no shirts on, skin to skin. It actually is.
I like where Adam's going. It is warmer. You cut someone open and climb inside.
Yeah, climb
inside. Yeah, I'll tauntaun.
No, I thought just like he's inserting his dick inside of one of us.
Or dong dong. Maybe that's how we survive.
I was thinking tong tong. You were thinking dong dong. Okay.
Maybe it is the back shots that.
My dad likes to tell a story about it. He was like, one time. He's going to love this. One time, we were at sleepaway camp for Boy Scouts. And we were in a tent. And Jesus Christ, it was cold. And my buddy, he had a summertime sleeping bag. So he's freezing, thinks he's going to die. And so I'm like, all right, you can get in my sleeping bag. He climbs into my sleeping bag. The guy's freezing me out. I'm like, Jesus Christ, we're going to die out here. And then we had to strip down into our underwear to keep each other warm. And so we slept that way the rest of the night. So if you're ever, for hypothermia reasons, you got to strip down and get in the, even as a little kid, I'm like, this is an insane story that you tell me all the time.
He's
always coaching me to strip down with my buddy.
For hypothermia reasons.
When you have a baby, you got to pretend you're breastfeeding.
Totally. I've been groomed for so long.
For nothing other than hypothermia reasons, sometimes you got to take your shirt off and lay in a sleeping bag with your best bro, okay?
I think this is a story your dad had where he's like, he was going to take it to the grave, but then he just thought it would be better to get it off his chest to someone who's young who doesn't understand it.
Yeah, and you're like, yeah, okay, Dad, sure. Yeah.
Or you just keep your clothes on.
And you tell me this a lot, actually. Yeah, this is a story that you keep bringing back.
Yeah, but am I alive? Did I survive the night? Yes.
Yes, I did.
That's why I'm here today.
Anyway, the end of the story is here's your dad.
And here's your father. And
you ask how it happened, but this is also your dad.
My two dads.
We mixed jizz. What? I didn't ask. I didn't ask.
Everyone was doing it in the 70s.
Wait, what? Yeah, we
mixed
put it in a little vial. We shook it up, and
it's like a centrifuge. We put it in a centrifuge, and
man,
just like PRP.
It's crazy.
It spins it. You ever see Gremlins, the new batch?
You got to try it sometime with your boy.
Anyway,
real quick, what was My Two Dads, the TV show, about? Was that about two dads who loved each other, or was it like, what was the premise?
I think it was two roommates were like a judge, like made them take care of some kid, and it was like Paul Reiser, who was like straight laced, and then some cool hot artist guy.
Oh, here we go. She's quick.
Oh, Anna, super quick. Joey and Michael, who fought over the same woman 13 years ago, now have, upon her death, been awarded joint custody of her daughter.
Wow.
Okay. All right.
From Step by Step.
Might be either of theirs. So, okay. So that's how they. Okay. And how do the men settle their problems? With a paternity test? No way. Instead, they all move in together to raise Nicole as a two-dad nuclear family under the watchful eye of the family court judge. Dads and daughter adjust to their new situation.
Okay. Right.
Do you remember the judge?
Very shagadelic.
The judge would always come over to the house.
And was always just swinging by.
Yeah, that
Yeah.
What the fuck? What a weird
Do we remake that? Me and Blake are Adam's, we're your dad, Adam?
Yeah, I could see that working.
You play like a teenager?
Yeah.
Who's always got his hat on backwards? What?
Stop. Yeah.
That's
I grow my hair out floofy and I'm always going like, fucking get out of here.
Dude, last night was the movie. Dad.
Well, what's going on? You have a lisp? Your kid has a lisp?
No, that's you. You have braces.
Braces would be more like this.
Okay.
Yeah. Also, Blake, don't give Adam line readings, please. Okay?
Yeah, I'm kind of doing my own thing. Yeah, I have my own character that I'm building.
Okay.
You don't.
Okay.
Don't
sounds like Blake wants to be the kid.
Are you trying to direct?
You're the artist guy.
Are you trying to direct? Because out of the three of us, you're the only one who's never directed a damn fucking thing. So
I've directed some stuff. You just haven't seen it.
What?
You just haven't seen it. I'm not telling.
Just some directions on Betty Crocker boxes.
I'm not telling, bro. I'm not telling.
Okay. The '80s and '90s were absolutely wild.
Yeah, every idea was gold.
Yeah,
already right there, fucking gold. Money
in the bank,
no holes. The judge comes over all the
judge
time.
Judge is a good friend. He kind of swings over, and is he a good friend or is he gonna blow this whole thing up?
Right. Yeah,
he's
I don't know.
But he's gonna swing over for a noonday snack.
Yeah,
you know?
Of all the characters, why the fuck is the judge always popping in?
Yeah, shouldn't it be like a social
worker?
She's
just checking on. No, no. That's because then you're getting into like the intricacies of the government and the. Hey, don't get me don't get me started on the bureaucracy. Okay,
no, we don't want to get started.
Drain the swamp.
Goodbye. We do not want to get started.
Okay, it should be the judge to go over there. We don't need all this red tape.
We do not need the swamp.
Yeah, let's get the judge in here.
I just want to know where my money's going.
I want the judge spinoff. I bet that's cool. Where the judge is just going house to house. Like
they spun off a lot of shows back then. There was a lot of spinning off. Yeah, they were always spinning.
Mm-hmm. Let's get the judge spinoff. Come on.
Okay.
Well, we'll take it to
my one judge,
Paramount Plus. I'm sure they have the rights to it. Those son of a bitches. Yeah. Any takebacks? Any apologies? Any epic
harsh
slams,
language.
Boys? I'm pissed now.
Blaze?
That dumb thing you said, the dumb things.
Can you take it back?
What? I was on fucking point today. Are you kidding me?
Oh, okay.
Do you want to take back what the did you already delete the breastfeeding video? Or?
No, I'm keeping it up out of spite now.
Yeah, that's a double down.
Okay. Yeah, you got a double, triple down. I'm going to
switch titties.
My next child, I'm going to have two, and he's going to be like four. Right. Yeah. And then the other child is going to be on there. It's going to be a whole thing. It's going to be my new brand is breastfeeding.
Oh, you know what? You're reminding me. I think there is somebody. I think there is some news story about a guy who was breastfeeding his kids.
It's science. But that's not possible.
I know. But I think he was saying he's a woman and wasn't making milk, but like still wanted to breastfeed. I think that's in the news. That's so Adam, horrible timing. So Adam, bad timing.
That's what I was doing for sure. That's what I was doing.
Bad timing, dude.
Oh my god.
Well, dude, I will say there are like fake titties you could buy that dads can wear. Which is hilarious.
I think I took a pair on tour.
Oh, you did?
Maybe they'll show up in Atlantic City.
April 19th. I'm so stoked for this. It's gonna be a blast. Dude.
Yeah. Oh, it's gonna be wheels off, baby. Let's go.
Now, Atlantic City. I guess I thought it was near New York, but it's at the bottom of New Jersey.
Yeah, it's more Jersey, bro. Yeah.
It's far. It's a little far away. I've been to Atlantic City once and had a great time. And I think we are gonna have a blast once again. With my boys.
Oh, it's going to be a blast.
What's it like? It's underwater, right?
That's Atlantis. Is Atlantis.
Oh,
can
shit,
I do
shit,
my
shit.
Swim move again?
Oh, I thought we were pulling up to Atlantis.
You guys were thinking it was an underwater, like aerials there. Like the
I thought I was about to fuck with Aquaman.
Yeah.
Yeah, I wanted to fuck around with Sebastian.
Or like the dude with the little fins on his feet from Black Panther 2. I'm trying to fly around like that guy.
Oh, wait.
That sucks.
Namor. Obviously,
that sucks. That it's all on land, as far as I know. Everything is.
I guess I'll kick it with you guys.
Yeah, it's we're all oxygen breathers, so it's all on land in the air. So,
well, that's cool.
But it's still really cool. I think you guys are gonna like it.
I can't wait to see the TII faction of Atlantic City pulling up, baby.
Dude, you know they're gonna roll through.
And shout out to Hard Rock for hosting, like letting us take over their if I don't get a Hard Rock letter jacket.
Oh, maybe that's the thing. Maybe that's the fun thing that we do as a couple wild boys off the leash for for a one day getaway. We all treat ourselves to Hard Rock Atlantic City Letterman jackets.
And what Let's go. And is the, because if it's $700.
Hey,
there's no way
we're doing it.
Not
there's no way I'm getting it.
No, there's a way.
I think it's a t-shirt.
I think I think five is as far as I'm gonna go.
No, jacket.
I'm going to throw away during the show.
No
way. I'm spending $700.
I'm kidding. I will get it framed. I will have you guys sign it and frame it.
Yes, exactly.
Put it.
We're all gonna sign it and we're gonna frame it to commemorate this event. Put it behind you. Like there's nothing. Your setup. I will say sucks. Yeah, it's a bad setup.
Yeah. It's cool. You have some good one.
I got
shoulder.
Kicked out of my office. I got I'll put something up.
Yeah, you got to put some artwork up.
I got a folder from second grade. It's kind of cool.
That's pretty cool. Yeah. Is that Garbage Pail Kids?
Yeah, that OG, is tight.
Yeah.
Love the Garbage Pail Kids. Love them. Put the kids back in the pail.
I'm watching so much TV. It's kind of the best. This age is like, I understand it's going to be get real hectic, but right now, it's kind of the best. You just sort of sit on the couch. You hold him a lot. You feed him with a bottle. With a bottle, not out of my titty. It was a joke. Jesus.
Unless it's too far away, for sure.
Yeah,
for sure.
Come on, Jesus.
So it's kind of dope. Takebacks, any apologies, any giveaways? Giveaways.
We're giving away jackets in Atlantic City. Be there.
Yeah.
Or be square.
Yeah. If you're there, you might
get a jacket.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
All right, boys. Bucks. That was another episode of
This is
important.
Notice me, Senpai. Notice me.
Yeah. Hey guys, guess what? Huge news! This is Important is going back on the road on Friday, April 19th. That's right, a 420 Eve. Myself, Blake, and Anders are hitting the Hard Rock Casino Hotel and Casino in Atlantic City to bring TII Nation another live show. Is it the last one ever? I don't know. Possibly. Tickets are available now at hardrockhotelatlanticcity.com, or you can go to the link in our bio on our @PodImportant Instagram page. Get your tickets now because they're going to sell out. Come party with us in Atlantic City.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. It's a simple truth. No matter who you are, mental health challenges can affect you. And how you manage them can make all the difference. That's why everyone should have access to mental health support that meets them where they are and helps them get through. BetterHelp provides online therapy on your schedule. It's flexible, simple to use, and more affordable than in-person therapy. Connect with a licensed therapist selected just for you. Learn more at BetterHelp.com. That's BetterHelp.com.
The journey to a smoke-free future can be a long and winding road, but if you're ready for a change, consider taking Zyn for a spin. Zyn nicotine pouches offer a fresh way to discover your nicotine satisfaction. Anywhere, anytime. No smoke, no spit, and no lingering odor. Get in gear with the Zyn 10 Challenge and enjoy 10 smoke-free, spit-free days for just $5.95. Order online and start your new journey today. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
Tennessee just sounds perfect. Whether that's live music, the crack of an open fire, or hearing kids laughing as they explore what's right around the bend, start planning your trip at tnvacation.com. Tennessee sounds perfect.